Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Dustin.
Dustin, Neil, how you
doing? Good, how are you, man?
How you been? How's it
cold
cooking?
As hell.
Is it happening
or cold
what?
As shit. That's what I've been.
It's cold out. It's cold here.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Getting snow?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Coming out. Coming down. It's crazy.
We didn't get any snow that last time. We got, like, frozen shit. That's what I got. Diamond, you called about the marquee I sold. Actually, so I think Gail called and told you that. But I've got a customer interested in a lab quadrillion between 2 and 3 carats. I think it's ugly, to be honest with you.
A quadrillion?
Yeah. Square. Do you have Ashers?
Let me see.
Asher could be nice.
That'd be honestly easier if I had one. I doubt I do. What size, you said?
Between two carats to 3 carat size.
How about a 6 carat?
Too big.
I have a 6 carat Asher.
6 carats.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know what a quadrillion looks like. I had to look it up.
It's a square. It's a square. It's not a cushion. It has flat edges, no clipped corners. It's just a square. Princess cut. I think it's called a princess cut.
Oh, so they could just do a normal princess?
Yeah, if it's big enough.
Oh, all right. Jesus, he's confusing the hell out of me. I'm thinking this thing's like a step cut or something.
Well, they're also called a quadrillion.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. But the princess is the branded name. Everyone calls them princess, you know, like Kleenex, and, you know, whatever. And Frigidaires and things like that.
All right, I don't have anything right now, but I got some stuff being shipped to my New York office. We'll have stuff in the next 20 minutes. Let me call you right back on it.
Well, yeah, let's get information, because I think this woman's coming in today. I just like to throw some numbers at her, see what she thinks about it.
I gotcha.
So if you just get that for me and call me back, I appreciate it.
Well, I can get you a price right now on something that's out. 2 carat, you'd be looking at $700.
$700.
And then 311 I have that's out, you'd be looking at, I don't know, you're looking at 1,000 roughly.
Yeah. So the other one was how? What's that? It was 2 carats plus. What was that? 2 point. The $700 one was what?
That one was a 201 FVVS2.
And what about the 3 carat 11?
That one's a EVS1.
What's happening with lab diamonds?
It's terrible.
Although I have a customer came in recently, and they were looking for something, and then for her son, and we talked about it a little bit, and she says, I'm sure he's going to want a natural. I said, okay, well, you know, when that time comes, we'll do that. Yeah, I'd rather sell naturals, because they're going to, you know, have a better job maintaining their value. When people say to me, what's this going to be worth in 10 years? I wouldn't even venture a guess. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I worry about, you know, people spent their whole careers in natural diamonds, what they have to do. So even those guys are selling labs sometimes too, you know. They have
There's people that keep me afloat. Like, I mean, I got people like you, you're a mix. You'll like you just get whatever comes through the door, really. Like, I mean, like you'll do a lab, you'll do an
yeah.
Like you just sold a $13,000 what was it? It was close to 13,000. It was a 2 carat oval or a 170 oval. Like, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, they pop up every now and again for you, but then I got other people who will just buy naturals for stock.
That's a young kid.
Yeah.
Kid your age probably buying that.
How old is he?
That's an engagement ring. He's probably 28 or something.
Yeah, wow.
He's not 30, not even 30, you know. He's a kid.
What does he do for work?
I don't know. His father owns a construction business. He's in that sort of hiding bodies and concrete piles. God knows.
The Sopranos, yeah. That's funny.
You never know, right?
You never do know.
Jimmy Hoffa's got to be somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so get back to me on that, and I have to work on this project, and maybe she'll come in today, and I'll sell something for that.
For sure, man, we'll do.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, Mike.